I'm Rona Tarrant. France's President Emmanuel Macron has promised a minimum wage rise and tax concessions in response to weeks of violent protests against fuel tax rises, living costs and other issues. Speaking in a televised address, Macron condemned the violence but said the protesters' anger was deep and in many ways legitimate. He added that a planned tax increase for low-income pensioners would be cancelled and overtime pay would no longer be taxed, but he refused to reinstate a tax on the wealthy, saying it would weaken the country. Border Patrol agents arrested dozens of demonstrators in San Diego on Monday. The demonstrators were calling for an end to detaining and deporting immigrants and showing support for migrants in a caravan of Central American asylum seekers. The protest was organized by the American Friends Service Committee, a Quaker organization that's holding a week of national action to raise awareness on the plight of asylum seekers. The leaders of two US provinces of the Society of Jesus have released the names of more than 150 clergy with credible sexual abuse claims against them dating back to the 1950s. The Central and Southern Province list included 42 names dating to 1955, while the West Province identified 111 men dating to 1950. Both leaders apologised to abuse survivors and the wider Catholic community, saying they were committed to helping victims and their families. British Prime Minister Theresa May is in Germany today as she works to salvage her Brexit deal, the day after delaying a parliamentary vote on it to avoid a defeat. May is meeting the Dutch Prime Minister at The Hague as well as Angela Merkel in Berlin. May said she planned to discuss her parliament's concerns with EU leaders. However, European Council President Donald Tusk has said the bloc would not reopen the argument. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.